Retail work is one of the remaining jobs still operating throughout this outbreak, as it's deemed essential by the government. And not only retail workers have to risk their lives to avoid catching the disease, but also have to deal with panic buyers and struggling shoppers. Joining us now is Curtis, who is a customer service assistant in Kohl's over at Central Coast for 5 years. So hello, how are you?
Hi there, I'm good, thank you.
How is it like working during the pandemic? Were your hours reduced or is it just business as usual?
It's been quite varied, actually. We've had to really adapt to the changing situation that's occurred. So at the beginning, my hours, I think, increased a little bit, and then they may have decreased at some stages when we had to shorten our hours. But overall, my hours have actually increased, and we've had to hire more staff to cope with the amount of increased shopping, which is actually at the moment with, you know, the risk of infection is sometimes a bit scary.
Is there more risk or danger now doing your work due to the panic buying or COVID-19?
Well, hopefully, you know, thanks to what policies being put in place by our government and the supermarkets, there's the aim and the hope that, you know, we're getting protected, that, you know, we're supposed to have social distancing and cleaning all the hard services. However, it's not 100% foolproof. And as we've seen in, you know, Melbourne, for example, that there have been actually retail workers who have been exposed to the virus. For the panic buying itself, it's kind of died down now, but at the beginning of when it kind of, you know, first started to happen, customers were quite, yeah, aggressive, and especially when we put limitations on goods, it was, yeah, very hard to deal with the customers during that time, and I, had to really, you know, consider if I wanted to go to work sometimes. It was just, yeah.
Very scary indeed. I remember seeing footage where people fought in other supermarkets just to get simple basic supplies. Can you recall the first time you witnessed signs of panic buying? And why tissue paper? Why do you think people are hoarding tissue paper?
Yeah, so it would have been maybe, so I heard on the news that, you know, there's kind of panic buying and people were buying lots of toilet paper. And I kind of thought, you know, maybe it's, you know, overseas, because I saw that Japan had that kind of thing. I was like, oh, okay. And then I saw it in Sydney and I'm like, oh yeah, that's Sydney, not, you know, where I live on the Central Coast. But yeah, so I came to work halfway through the week and yeah, the shelves were pretty empty and there was no toilet paper. And one morning when I worked, there was a line of shoppers at the front door, and when we opened the door, they rushed to the toilet paper section and it was gone within an hour. So that was my first experience of panic buying, and I've never seen this ever in my 5 years at working at Kohl's.
How do you feel when you encounter a family who came to shop the essentials but only to tell them that it's sold out?
That has been the worst part of my job, is because I really feel for these families who have families of 8 or 9 who, you know, need to do their, you know, weekly shop, but I'm there telling them, no, you can't have the goods that you need to feed and, you know, give your children milk and the basic essentials. So we've tried to help those families and to help those who are vulnerable, like the elderly, and we've tried to provide as much assistance as possible to those most affected. But again, at the end of the day, there's only a sort of certain limit you can kind of go to.
Yeah, I understand. I remember going to Woolworths one time and I've encountered a family who came to shop for toilet paper only to find out that it's sold out, and they told me that they only had like one roll left at home.
Yeah, I've talked to many individuals who spend most of their day going to different supermarkets to find toilet paper because they're just running out. And these people aren't the ones who are panic buying. They're the ones who have stayed at home and have tried to self-isolate, but, you know, they have to go out to get, you know, toilet paper because they're running out. And so I really feel for those people.
How do you deal with panic buyers who come to the store?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. When it first happened, it was really hard to try and get these people to calm down. We would speak to them before they'd enter the store, if it was before we opened, and we'd tell them about, staying calm and about social distancing. But it's just trying to help them understand that we're all on the same level, even us workers, and that we just need to think about others and be compassionate at this time. And yeah, just talk, human to human, Australian to Australian.
Did you or any of your coworkers face abuse due to COVID-19 or panic buying?
Yeah, not really for the virus. People haven't really abused us for that because, we can't control that. It's mainly just for the panic buying and the not having the stock on hand or limitations. But customers have lashed out in really weird ways as well, because of the stress that they must be under. I had this one gentleman randomly threaten me, like threaten violence upon me, and I didn't even look at him or serve him. So, yeah, people are feeling the pressures of the virus and are acting in strange ways, and my job is just to try and calm everyone down and, bring peace and order and calmness. Yeah.
How is the situation now as things are dying down due to social distancing, self-isolation, and the new restrictions in place by the government?
Well, because of the limitations that have been put in place by the supermarket, stocks have actually been increasing, thank goodness. And toilet paper, not so much still. We're still trying to build that up. But with the increase of stock, customers are able to get more a bit more of the supplies needed. However, that's not everywhere available. I have a friend in Strathfield, for example, who tells me on a daily basis that she can't get the essential goods that she needs. So shoppers are still suffering from the effects of people who are panic buying. And I empathize with those who are panic buying because it is a confusing and worrying time. And I'm also empathizing for those who are affected by panic buying.
What is your advice for those who want to buy but don't want to deal with panic buyers?
It's hard to define who a panic buyer is because people who need goods urgently will have to get up early in the morning to get toilet paper when it's delivered to a store. But they may already have toilet paper or not. It's hard to identify who a panic buyer is and who isn't. So all I can say is just go to your local store and just see what they have. Just ask, one of the store members if there's anything in stock, or sometimes customers ask me, when's the next time I get something. It gets a bit, I get asked a lot of times. But I've been able to actually help people get the goods that they need if they ask. So I don't feel like there is a harm in asking, and that we welcome customers to come and approach us and speak to us, but keep your distance, the 1.5 meters. But yeah, no, customers are welcome to come up and ask any supermarket team member, if there's any goods coming, or yeah. So it's really hard to, pinpoint how to avoid panic buyers.
And do you have any final words you'd like to say?
Yeah, I just wish everyone all the best during this time, and to just stay at home if possible, and only go out if you need to get something that's essential. Especially for us working at the supermarket, if you don't need to come to the supermarket, don't, because you're placing yourself at risk and you're possibly placing us at risk as well. We're trying our best to, enforce the social distancing and the cleaning to ensure that infection doesn't occur. But like I said, it's never 100% foolproof. So the best way is just to, you know, stay home and stay safe. So thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Curtis, and I hope you stay safe when you're working or shopping, and I'm sorry about the abuse that you received at work.
That's okay. Like I said, it's just, you know, people's, you know, reactions and just people dealing with the situation. So I understand how they're going through, all going through it, so it's fine.
That was Curtis speaking with us about his experience working in supermarkets during the outbreak and his tips to be a responsible shopper.